Yushalmi Tainis Daf Yud Gimel, was starting from the Mishnah, the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis. Mishnah discusses another particular minhag that was done in certain Tanoim, Nageya to the Yom Tainis. Maisa b'mei, the Mishnah, Maisa b'rei Rabbi Kalafta. There was a Maisa in the days of Rabbi Kalafta, that the Kalafta was the Rav of Tzipoire, there's Kananya ben Tradion, and he was the Rav, says the Bnei Moshe, he was the Rav of Sikhne. He was the Rav of Sikhne. This was the Minah, that each of them had in their own cities, and they had the following Minah. A person would go in front of the Dao, a person would be a Shid Tzibur, on the day of Atinus, so Gomas HaBracha, he would finish the Bracha, that would be the Bracha of the Gal Yisrael, and then he would bring the Rebbe Gal Yisrael. The people would answer Amen afterwards. They would answer Amen. Then after they answer Amen, Tiku Kohanim Tiku, and they would call out that the Kohanim should blow a Tekiah. They would call out after that Raka, and they would answer Amen. So they would call out Tekiah. They would call out particularly out to Kia, Shemesh Amashamesh Basic Knesset, the Kobanado, the Shamesh that would be in charge of the Basic Knesset, the Gabbai. He would tell them in each bracha, he would announce Amen, say Amen. And here he told them they would call out now that the Kohanim should blow the shofar. So the Gemara said that then Bishana they would say, then Shir Tim would call Bishana Maria, he would call out that tefillah. And he would call out that they should go with Hashem answered them, they should answer you as well. And then the Kohanim again would blow the shofar. And then they would start the next bracha. That the after he completed this bracha, they would start the next bracha afterwards. Says the Mishnah, Ariya then would call out. The Gabbai again would call out. Ariya ben Aaron, the sons of Aaron would do a teruah. If it was the Kiyah, now it's a teruah. They should do a truah. Call out to do a truah. And the Gemara says, then they would say, those who answered, by Kriyas Yamsa should answer Klal Yisrael today. And then they would blow the shofar again. And this was repeated for each of the next brachas that they did. The Shir Tzibur would repeat this for each of the next brachas. And they would call out each time, they would blow the shofar after the bracha, after everyone would answer Amen. This is what the minhag of Kananya, the Kananya and Kalafta, that they would blow the shofar to inspire Rachamim after each particular bracha. So Gemara says that was what their minhag was. However, the Chachamim didn't agree. When it came from the Chachamim, this minhag that they did, they said, no, we don't do that. We only do that in Shara, in the Mizrah, in the Tanya Beis HaMikdash. We don't answer Amen. Except in the Azara, when they mentioned the Shema Mefarish by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Chasimus HaBracha, they would answer, that's what they would answer. And the Shari Mizrah, but they wouldn't say Amen, Stam, for every Bracha. Excuse me, they wouldn't do that. Therefore, they were not knowing this. Marian Bavi explains this a little bit more detail, that therefore, and everyone had to be a special feeler that they said, Boshenk Vod Machusol Yolam Vaed. That was, they had to go ahead, they would answer Amen, they would answer, then they would respond, and the shofar would blow. But a regular bracha, just for the Amen itself, that they would not, the Gemara doesn't explain why they didn't, and therefore, just an Amen, they wouldn't blow, they wouldn't repeat these psukim, and they wouldn't say, and they wouldn't blow the shofar after that. Says the Gemara, we have Makhlekes, Kakomim, and the Minog of Kalaftin of Kananya. So the Gemara tries to explain, what's the proper way they did it in the Mikdash and outside the Mikdash? They didn't answer Amen. In the basement, they didn't answer Amen. What did they answer? That's what they answered. How do you know they didn't answer Amen? We didn't get the answer Amen in the basement Mikdash. Says in the Pasik, come up, Hashem said, go ahead and answer that to each one of the Pasik in Navi and Nachemya, get up and answer, that should be the bracha. So you see, twice they called out people to go to respond. So that's what we say, Baruch Hashem l'kisro min olam ad olam. That's the kind of chasima we had, and that's what they would respond to. But the regular bracha, they would not respond to. So therefore we say, what do we say over here? If you want answer, if they say the same Baruch Hashem k'vam ha'osei olam ve'ed, after they would l'olam l'olam, they would say, they would respond, Baruch Hashem k'vam ha'osei olam ve'ed. That was the response that they did. And the Kamenad explains that this would be the response that they would give out on each of the brachos that they would do. They would come out this kasima. So the Gemara said, therefore, there would be the same concept that they would do over here, that they would call out a bracha on without the saying amen. The Chachamim said they didn't do without saying Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. Then they would call out the name of Hashem. They would use the bracha Shem Basol, but a regular bracha, they would just use, they would do amen. So the Gemara said, may I come about God? We know, I don't need to run the bracha, but you know that, look, you say, I need bracha, they would just say the same thing, bracha Shem Basol, you'll have bad. Go ahead and be merim and raise up on each bracha v'tila. You say, they say, Baruch Shem Kvod Ma'aseh Yolam Ve'ed, after each bracha. So you have to be merim, see more. Lift it up. I call bracha, bracha, ten lo tila. And each bracha you give, you have to go extend the praise, ear to the praise, and ear for the other praise, but be saying that Baruch Shem Kvod Ma'aseh Yolam Ve'ed, not just the main, is how they would answer the praise, and that was the way it was done in the Mikdash. That's what Chum said, they didn't do that, stam, only in the Mikdash they did it. Zakta Gemishna Vaita, Mishna Vaita, Mishna Vaita, the Mishmaros, the 24 Mishmaros, each one had a rotation on how they would do it, what they would do. So the Gemara says, and the Anshi Mishmar that they have, when they go ahead, they would do, they weren't involved, and they had the Anshi Besar, each one would go ahead and fast during that time. So what was the idea of how would they break it up during this fast? What did they do? Had the first. The first three fasts we just spoke about originally, first 3 days of fast, Mishmar, the men of the Mishmar of that day would fast, but they wouldn't be mashin, that they have to go do the avodah. Anshe Beis Mishmar, they wouldn't fast at all. Those are the Anshe Beis of. Their job was not to fast at all, says the Kabbalah. The Mishmar Mischalek Lazayin Abiyah. They would divide up the Mishmar into seven of the different Beis Avos, like the minion of the 7 days of the week, and each one did their day. So therefore, there was those in that day, they would do that day. They wouldn't even Mishan in. They had to go work. They had to do the Avodah. So Gemara said, that's the first two. What about Shoshan, second three? Anshei Mishmar Sanhedrin, the second three, this more serious fast, the Anshei Mishmar would fast and they would be mashlim. And the Anshei Bab, Sanhedrin, they wouldn't be mashlim because again, they'd do all the work. So they would go ahead, it'd be hard for them, they had to go, the situation got worse, they would go ahead and Mishan it, but they wouldn't be mashlim. But they wouldn't have to go do the whole thing that they wouldn't do. So what about the seven, the third stage of the 7 days of the Mishan, each one Mishan, Mishlat, the Rav Yeshua? They would know both the Mishan and Mashlim. Even though they had to do the Avodah, it was so severe enough that they had to go ahead and be Mashlim. And they do. So the Mishnah will come and disagree. So Tanya Zamich, the first day nobody fasted. And then so the second ones, Anshei Mishmar Zan, Vel Misham. Anshei Beis Av, Lomis, they didn't fast at all. Comes the seven last ones, then Mokhama, Anshei Mishmar Zan, Mishashlim, Anshei Mishmar Zan, Lomishlim. Even on the last ones, as chomer as it was, the Anshei Bayis would not have to be Mashlim Mitainis. They would not have to be Mashlim Mitainis, even more Mekel than the Tanakama. The Chumman would be more Mekel, that they wouldn't even have to be Mesan in the Beis Av, because they're busy with the Havodah. They would not have to be Mashlim. Zak the Gemara, the difference that we have, there's another difference between the Beis Av, Anshei Beis Av, and the Anshei Mishmar. Anshei Mishmar, Mesan, Israel, Yami Laila. Those are the Anshei Mishmar, could go out here at night, drink at night. Like, the day they won't be able to. Anshei Beis Mine, but those are the Beis Av, can't drink wine at all. And Mar says, even Nobi Yomla, can't drink at day and night. They're the ones we evolved in the Havodah. They cannot go in. It's also to drink. All 24 hours that they have to be available to do the Avodah, they would not be able to do it. And if they would go and be called to the Avodah after they drank, they'd be over in Issa. They'd be Mechuyav Misa. That they're going into the Mishma, going into the Avodah while they're drunk. So they wouldn't go ahead. Lama Yom HaLayla. They can't go ahead. Loba Yom HaLayla. They would not be able to drink. So Mishnah says, another halacha. The Mishnah says, Anshei Mishmar, Anshei Mayim, both of them, Shulim Mizod Machabes, both of them are asked to take a haircut or to wash their clothes during the week of the Avodah, but Chamishi, Mayim Tomegal Shabbat, on the Thursday because of Kalid Shabbos, they were able to do that and wash their clothes and do whatever they have to do, Bein Yanshei Mishmar and Bein Yanshei Most people take a haircut on Thursday for Shabbos, and they don't fast every Shabbos, Matitos, because it's too busy preparing for Shabbos. So you don't fast, you can't, you'll be too weak Shabbos. And those days, Chamishi, Mutarim, they cover Shabbos, that they already started to do allow them, even almost the week of the Mishma, the day of the fast, and they're doing the work, they would allow them to go ahead and to eat. So that's the Gemara Braisa. Gemara said they can't drink wine. And Gemara said, "Go on a base of can't drink wine day or night." So Gemara, "Hey man, shemish, my mutar on the rock. Can they bring in a laila? I'm low beyond. No, I can't do it night. They're desperate not to do it day. What's the difference? Why not?" Shem tik paravoda alan shemish. Because if it will come out that there will be too much work for the anshe base of, they need help. I stop anshe mish would have to go and help them and join them. If they be drinking, they wouldn't be able to help. Pasul avoda anshe base of low beyond. But anshe base can't hold it day or night. What's the reason why at night they don't do the avoda? Anyway, shemish ruim avoda. Because they're busy at night, they're avoda, even their day, and they continue, it's not finished during the day, they have to continue at night. If you have avoda, which is mostly done during the day, but if there's still leftover work that wasn't done, it continues to the night, so therefore they won't be able to drink at night, because this way they should be able to be ready to do the avoda, and not to do the avoda with shos yayin. So the Mishnah, they can't go ahead and wash their clothes and take a haircut, only on Thursday it's mutter when they cover Shabbos. So Gemara Smasha, they can't do that. Any other time of the week, they can't do it. The other day is Mashmah Tzasser. Is it true that it's us for them to do that? Why should it be that the other day is Tzasser? It's about Rob Hashem, Yoch, Hashem, Yoch, Hashem, Yoch, Hashem, because we'll have come and made exams, you got to the Shabbat and Minol, and shouldn't go into the week with their being unkempt, which means there's nothing to do with the Avoda per se, but we say if we would allow them to go ahead and to do, and to wait, we allow them to go wait, the Mar says they would go, they wait till the last minute. And if they wait till the last minute, they would not, we don't want that they'll go in, into the avoda, not done properly, not cleaned properly, not prepared properly. So we want to make sure that they do it properly. So we made them sure by Thursday they have to go ahead and shave and wash their clothes, so they'll be able to do the avoda in the proper way on the other day. So that's the cheshbon that we said. We don't want them to go in when they're not, we don't want them to go in when they're, to the avoda, when if they're not going to be ready, if they're not going to be menuvolim, not going to be take care of themselves, so we tell them Thursday is the day that we want them to do it. So after Gemara, we have another Mishnah. We learned in a Mishnah, Tanim Taninon. We learned in a Mishnah, Mai Katan, look, I'm going, these are the people that can take Ekan and Kalamoy. Couldn't take it before. Basically, Shvil came from prison. Or yes, maybe something goes in prison, or he came was captive. And the Chamin, those were Menuda, and they were put in Chayrim, and they couldn't be able to associate with anybody. So he couldn't take a haircut. Nobody would come to him. And Mela, he's allowed, and now he's allowed to go and do it as well. But other people, it's also to do it. Why should it be also? Why can't they do it? Why? Same halacha, the Gemara, the same kasha. Why can't he go take care? Why is it also? I've seen months, guys will lay up, she cuts my gum. Because if they wait, they're allowed to do it on Kalamite, they'll wait till this minute. They'll go into Yontif, not properly, not their hair not cut, their clothes not washed. So we don't want them to do that. So we allow them to do it on, say the Kalamite is also. So this way, they'll do it before Yontif. Whoever knows, familiar with the way Mishmar is, and he knows that he comes from the established base of Kavuin. All that day is going to be Yasser. Why? Because maybe now, even though what? You know, we don't know today who's where you're from, but if a person knows he's from the Bate Avos, Bate Mishmar, he knows that that day would be the day Kavua, even though there's no base of Mikdash, it's us in the drink. We're afraid the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. Shemayiv the Beis Hamikdash, and Mela today it'll become possibly avoda. So we don't want them to do that. And same thing with Moshe. Same thing. By the call, those are the Anshe Mishma as well. The same halacha applies that they have to be ready. It's not the whole day. But same idea. It could be that they'll be called upon to the avoda called Shemakir Anshe Mishma Shemayiv Shalom and Bo Beit Avos Kivun. As the whole Shabbos, the whole week. Because again, the same idea that it may become Masr. He doesn't know which day is his. He may come to do that. We could be called upon and it'll become Masr because he's drinking. Kamish ain't a maglo. But there's no Lanshim. He doesn't know which is Anshim. He doesn't know which is Anshim. He doesn't know which is Anshim. He's not part of the basic force. I say that this Kohen should should be forever usher anyway, because Lamaisa, this maybe the day is kavua, maybe this baby, maybe his day that's kavua, and therefore it would be usher to do it. Elo Chicago so kanaso, but the Kohen ability to be able to edit is kakalo. He doesn't know his lineage. It's makulkul. It's not clear. And therefore, it's not clear, we allowed him to drink wine, because Lamaisa, it's make a chomer on somebody who doesn't even know what his status is, or who he is, and when it's going to be, the avoda, to make it that it should be us, so that far we don't go. What about Tumetri? What about a Koyain, who doesn't know his status, is he Mutter? Do you have a hesped? What's that? You'll become Tomei Meis. If it becomes Tomei Meis, you'll be able to do the avoda. Should we say a person as well should not be able to do the avoda, should not be able to give a hesped, so they should not be caught into a problem that it'll be Tomei Meis, and he won't be able to do the avoda. So Mashiach will come and be in the base, and maybe also has. So the Gemara says, just like you say, the halacha we said before, that I don't know a person is allowed to drink wine because of the ganasu, which is mutl behesped. If allowed to go drink wine because we don't know what his lineage, then he could go ahead and the same thing, he could give a heter as well, he could give a maspid as well. Once you allow one, you allow the other, there should be no difference. So if the Gemara says, the ganasu, mutl malacha. Similarly, a person who is kavasu tanasu, so he doesn't know his lineage and where it is, he's still allowed to go and do work. Will become possible to the avoda, but since we don't know, and it's we don't know his lineage, we don't know anything there. It's a suffix. Mamela, therefore, we say we can't ask him malacha, and he'll have to go ahead and do malacha. We won't ask it from him because we don't know his status. We don't know that even if the basement should be here today, that he would be involved in the avoda, and therefore he'll be allowed to do it. Zakta Commissioner. Mishnah says there were halachas that we had certain days that we gave. Rabbanan gave tainus on certain days that Megillah's tainus that were considered Yom Tovim. You can't fast. Someone wants to know Kolgas Megillah tainus, but any Yom Tov that's written in Megillah's tainus, you're not allowed to be miaspin on. You can't, means you can't have tainus. You can't give aspedim. The fun of us the day before you can. The fun of the day before Lasha is us to fast. Why? Because we may come to and continue fasting the next day. After the day afterwards, then you can go fast. Both the first day, the day before, and the day afterwards is us. He agrees it's not a comment before is us, but he says even the day afterwards is us as a chumrah, because maybe we don't want to go ahead to Makalkal is Yom Tov. If the next day you have to fast, it'll put a damper on his Yom Tov today. That we don't even the before and afterwards we don't want to fast. Come on, because but you can't do it. We also say I'm the akravas. Come on, no, Makdina lo sana. After we said now, because you can't go with fast. For akravas mutter, if I'm not mutter fast, but you have a chum of the funavas akravas. Funavas zaser akravas mutter. Afterwards you can, but before that you can't. The fun of it's also gets an asa, because again it affects your ability. Affects your ability to do it. If you're going to fast the day before, you won't be able to fast. It's not proper to fast on the day, the next day. So therefore, we don't make it, even the day before, we don't ask to fast either. So up to Gemara, because Ramey and Mishnah writes, like Ramey says, not the Mitzvah, because then said, those who goes ahead and say, not allowed to be Miaspid, also say, you cannot fast either. The locals and those say, you can't fast, and the other Miaspid, and not only that, they were not specific anything, they lost Spinania. You do a day where you can't go fast on it, we say it's going to be Yasser, because we say what? Maybe you go to Sanya, you can't fast, but maybe you can go to a Hesped, you can do. According to May, we see Miguel's signs are saying you can't be Maspid, but Muhammad Dikadin, then Yom Tovim, that you can't fast, you can't do Tainus either. But on the other days, we lie to fast, we just can't do Tainusim. Hespedim, you can't do, but Tainusim would be permitted, but much more makel. So after Gemara, Elon Yoma, the Misano, behind, your days which one is not on fast. And then Muxan, loves by them, and there are days that are longer that you can't go ahead and you can't be Maspid them at all. What's the difference? My Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my Tam Eloi, my Ben Shem. What are two different times that tells the same halacha twice? My Lamed Shalai the Mutter of Ayomos. No, it tells you during the day it's Mutter, but at night it's Aser. On them it says on the day itself is going to be Mutter. There's no Aser. But at night it's going to be an Aser. They have to go ahead and refrain. My Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that halacha by Megillah's Hatinus, and you go ahead and be Aser the day before. That's both in Nalka Beth Tanakam and Rav Meir, and Yossi doesn't agree. The third sheet that they would be allowed to do in a case like that, Megillah says, that where it's not any connection, and there's not going to be any reason for some halacha. But Lamaisa, we say that this sheet would hold that both of them, because Mutakal Yom Aser, Alvez Aser, day and night is going to be considered Aser. We'll stop over here.